Superman
never teach kindergarten, man. They just be saying stuff. They tell y'all, I'm scared. My daughter starts kindergarten in the fall, and I'm scared of what she's going to tell her teachers. Okay? One teacher said a kid told her he came to school with, like, a lot of money all the time. He was in kindergarten, like, stacks on stacks. And she was like, that better not be your mama rent money. He was like, it's not. And she was like, well, where did you get all that money from? And y'all know, look, kids, be too damn honest. He was like, this is my money. My mom lets me keep the money that don't print right. Technically, I'm a mandated reporter. But if your mama slapped me about $100,000, I ain't gonna say nothing. Tell her to let me keep the money that don't print right too. Okay, we can go halfsies.
Yeah, welcome to the greatest podcast of all time. That is absolutely about nothing. This is episode is this?
174.
174 of the greatest podcast of all time. It's absolutely about nothing. This is yep, another podcast. What the fuck? Oh shit.
The camera was even on
Absolutely about nothing. This is yep another podcast. What the fuck? You don't want to work today? Wow, what a day. This is one of them days, guys, where shit don't want to work.
Tell me about it.
Damn.
We won the chip, niggas.
Damn, don't know why that shit not working. Whatever.
Damn, dog. Don't fuck cry, it. Baby. Don't cry. You did it, girl. You did it. She did it for Philly.
We did it.
Yeah, look like it, bro. The computer was already going to die regardless because I don't got my charger, so nothing won't work today. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Well, fuck it. So how are y'all niggas doing today? Yo, Harley, do the Dr. Umar impression. Go ahead. You got to say it out loud, nigga.
Oh, I got shit.
Oh, what? Damn.
You mad because you niggas say I'm black?
That's not what he said.
How y'all niggas? It's the truth, though, ain't it? It's the truth, though, ain't it? Don't name ring louder than mine, nigga.
All right.
I forget the whole thing.
Oh, well, it is a lengthy
well,
drop.
Well, I'm stunt. I'm here today. Sean came back today, guys. Sean is back.
Welcome back.
Off of her hiatus of
thank you.
Trying to stay uncanceled.
Yes.
she went where Tupac was at.
Cuba?
Right.
I don't know. No, she did not go where Russell Simmons is at.
No.
No. According to what? No. Sean went nowhere.
No.
Yep, that's what I like to hear. I went nowhere where anybody like Russell Simmons was. Okay. Harley is here as well.
That was crazy.
Leaf is here. Lur is producing for us, doing the cameras. And he's on the microphone because I don't like when people don't got mics. How are y'all niggas doing today? Sean, how are you doing today, Leaf? Because I'm not going to ask Sean yet because I feel like she's going to vent.
Mm.
Like to hear that. How are you, Harley?
I'm tired as fuck. I ain't gonna lie, man. I feel like I've been working since Monday to today. Like I've been just work. I just came from a training. I'm not gonna lie. I was in Cherry Hill, Malton, Jersey. I was everywhere in Jersey. Then I had to go to Brooklyn. Then I come back to Jersey. Then I had to come over here. Then I stopped at Royal Farms to get some gas. Then I had to get some chicken. Now I ate some chicken. This is all today before I got here. I've been up since 7.
Can you just let him out?
Damn.
Can you just let him out?
I said, no, I'm a real nigga. I said, I'm going to pull up anyway.
Can you let him out?
Since 7 this morning.
Yeah.
Because you are comedy.
I am comedy. You know what I'm saying? I also did do that show on
Turn
Friday.
Flip your mics up so Sorry, just realized it wasn't flipped up.
You know what I'm saying? I was on. I did the show on Friday.
Oh, so nobody heard I was doing that.
Good too, man. I was out there.
Yeah, nobody heard you was good.
That's fuck me, yeah.
Yo, we actually, you can hear us now, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, mics wasn't on.
Turn the fucking mics on. Dun 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 dun.
This is so nice.
So, Lur, how are you?
I'm chilling. I'm happy.
Great weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was good.
Real productive.
For sure. We did a lot of shit. You could tell them.
Yeah, did a lot of shit. Recorded a podcast for them and the guests that they had. I don't know if you want to reveal your guests yet that y'all had.
You said,
yeah, he had Weezy from Horrible Decisions. I would drop a bomb, but shit don't want to work. And he had
that's not the bomb.
And he had the crash dummies on the pod too.
Oh, for real?
Late Night with Lauren Lionel.
That's what's up.
On all podcast platforms.
Right. That's what's up.
Yeah, only ones in America.
Yeah.
Congratulations, my niggas.
Facts. I don't know if there's any in any other countries now, but now I think they might be because you said the only ones in America. We're the only Yip Another podcast in the world.
Okay, I flex with that.
Okay.
That's Am I flexing? Yeah, I'm being an asshole.
As you should.
Original.
Original. Yeah, like what Jose?
No, no.
You want me to rap the lyrics?
Go ahead.
The original. Still busting the gat when shit gets critical.
Uh-huh.
Say the whole thing.
Say the whole thing.
Oh, get it down. I don't want y'all to get it confused. I get it in. Like, I ain't got nothing to lose. I get it in.
So critical.
Imaginary baby.
Okay. All right, brother.
All right. All
right. She got a big ass nose.
Yeah, and the Gamecocks really.
You talking about a white woman, yo?
That sounds crazy.
And he ain't talking about a black woman. You gotta specify.
The Gamecocks.
I'm Caucasians. Caucasians.
Yeah, you finding any excuse to say cock, bro? And like, yeah. Please stop.
He's a cocksayer, is what he is.
Cocksayer is nuts. Right there.
What's a cocksayer?
Cocksayer?
Cocksayer.
Are you, is that what you is?
Say the word cock. Say the word cock. Yeah.
Cocksayer.
Quite a bit.
I don't like how loosely you do say it, though.
Whoa, I don't like how you say
it. Be a loose nigga.
You don't want saying the C word like it's, like it's okay.
I need to hit iron first.
Why do you be so happy to say it?
Huh?
Why do you be so happy to say it?
Because it makes you uncomfortable. I enjoy making y'all niggas feel uncomfortable, man.
I ain't fresh.
Situation, yeah.
Ooh.
Tihana.
What's her name? Tahina?
Tahina Papa.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Tahina Papa.
I hate her hair. That joint is terrible.
You talking about the red and the black?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's their jersey colors. That's
okay.
Wear it
on the jersey, nigga, not on your head.
You a fucking hater.
Yeah, I am.
That's what he is.
Hey, you ain't never won a chip.
I actually did.
How you done?
What chip did you win?
A chip.
What, from where?
You guys, man.
Mind your business. We're not talking about me.
Mind
your business.
Nicky's got win chips, man. You win chips.
I'm a chip winner.
What chip you win?
Oh, no, I won the Crest My League 3 times.
Mm. In 6th grade, I won the intramural league.
Nigga, you did not hoop.
Yes, I did.
In 6th grade, he hooping.
Did you start?
Yeah.
He ain't start.
Nigga, you ain't start.
Yes, I did.
I've never seen you.
I need the game
too. And I know you since kindergarten.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Nigga said, I had the fucking wop wop, whoopity whoop.
What?
You said you never seen me hoop. You played basketball with me. You're a liar.
When did we ever hoop?
Since kindergarten? Huh? That's all your lives.
At Willow Hill. Yo, you are a liar.
Nah, you was in the crib. I was out there in the field for real.
Oh my God.
I was in the field for real.
I was out there getting buckets.
Lion lips are abomination unto the Lord.
I was out there getting buckets.
Listen, Sean, I was winning chips too, okay? I was winning the Lay's chips, the Pringle chips, Doritos chips.
Damn, where the button at? Work!
Yeah, hit the fucking boo button, man.
Don't let me bring up my real championships.
Everybody in the house collectively blue. Everybody in the house, on three. 1, 2, 3.
Boo!
Y'all niggas over there. Y'all ain't booing.
They said my jersey was ass.
But you comedy though, so it's cool.
I'm comedy though.
You comedy.
You know what I'm saying? And I got 3 chips.
Oh yeah, guys, for the people that don't know, I do have a show April 20th. I will be doing stand up, debuting my show at Casa Duran 9. Yeah. celebrating 11, hey. 11 months of stand up. Be there.
Be there or
link
be.
Link in the bio. 11 months of stand up.
Be there or be high.
I might be high.
You can also be high at the show, so continue to be there. Even if you're high.
I'm just pull up.
What the fuck this shit ever gonna do?
Yeah, I got a question. Be so high. If Harley is comedy, then what is stunt?
Him, for real.
He dramedy.
All right, I wish I had another button to press right now.
That shit was ass.
That's what I was going to press.
He said he jokes and butter, baby. Jokes and butter.
Wait, is nothing working on this computer? Is that what's going on? Because this doesn't make any sense. It's fucking weird.
Maybe it's the computer.
Nothing is working.
Look, you don't know what to do without them buttons. Just talk.
No, I do. It's just sometimes I need this reaction. I can do anything, my brother. I'm one of the best. Don't ever get confused or fucked up. But
that's because your birthday, January 9th, 93.
That's correct.
Same type
time. That's my twin.
Yeah, man.
Actually, if y'all niggas, Sean, hate every time we say that.
I hate every time we say that.
We might have been born at the same exact time.
What time were you born?
Gosh. I don't even know.
I was born at 8 p.m.
Same.
What hospital?
Nobody knows you. Niggas comparing like
charts.
Yo, right. What the fuck?
We don't have charts. Our charts are basically the same. It's crazy. The same day.
Nah, it doesn't make it the same.
I said basically the same. Sean, it's crazy. How have you been?
I'm good. I've been playing a lot of video games, so I'm good.
You've been away for 2 weeks. You feeling better?
Yeah.
Got your drugs back? Sir, I see you started smoking weed back. Again.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy for you.
Thank you.
As long as you feeling good, that's what matters here. Make sure. Let me see if it's everything. Or is it...
DC is falling beside them.
It's just my logic not working. That's what it is. Okay. I see how they doing me now. Acting real fucking funky. That's what they're doing.
So we do have drops.
So we going to imagine.
No. This
we still going to imagine
working.
The drops.
That's the only thing that's not working is the drops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's whatever. I was just seeing if it worked in general, like the computer was fucked up or not.
Well,
that's good, I guess.
Well, yeah, whatever. Let's get into some topics. Fuck it. Because there's some things that's happened in the world that need to be talked about. And it happened. Chance the Rapper officially doesn't love his wife any longer.
What?
That's crazy.
What?
Harley, how you feel about this? I know you're like a big Chance the Rapper fan. Harley's like the only person I know who was like the big day, and he was really happy about it.
Wait, really?
No.
Yeah. You don't like Chance the Rapper?
No, I don't fuck with Chance. All right, let me explain this. It's not that I don't fuck with Chance. It's just more just like his music, I think, had a big drop off from like acid rap, right? And I was trying to give him chances, right? Like the
that's what you did there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay. Comedy and bars.
Bars.
Yeah, he's comedy.
I am comedy.
A lot of people feel that way though.
But you see, the thing is, like, I try to give him, like I said, you know, no pun intended, I try to give him a chance with the, what was the album that he didn't call an album?
Coloring Book?
No. Coloring Book, yeah. It was Coloring Book, right? So, like, they had some bops on there. So I was like, all right. But at the same time, I was like, maybe he's trying to prepare for something, because it's like it's not up to par to like what we're used to hearing.
Right.
Plus, it wasn't the same sound either. Then he was just dropping whatever he was dropping. I was like, I don't like this. Right. The only thing
you didn't
the
like
only...
Sunday Candy.
That was Sunday Candy.
Huh? This is what is on the
like he had the before Big Day did the like I Might Need Security John did he have that he dropped that
he
before
singles.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So like those little three snippets that he dropped, those drones, I like those drones. But then after that big day, I was out here like, who the fuck is this nigga?
I think it's to his music.
This nigga that love his wife so much.
His music had like a time stamp on it, cause like 2015, I thought that nigga was created a new flow, and then now I'm like it's kind of expired.
I think it's the fact, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, it unfortunately is the fact that he loved his wife. Someone did say on Twitter, they said, oh my god, Chance the Rapper broke up with his wife, that means the nigga gonna start making music again, we gotta get him back together. And I was like, damn.
No,
him and music back together.
Am I, do that again, what was that? Got it.
Got it. That's his little sound and shit.
I ain't fresh.
Where he can get back on drugs again?
Well, that's all we ask. Just do one day of acid and then just do the music.
A lot of artists who stopped doing drugs.
That's what he did, though. Back on drugs. Did he do that shit in one day?
No, he didn't make that album in one day. If he made all them songs in one day, he's the greatest rapper ever. And I'll tell you something right now. Chance the Rapper is not the greatest rapper ever.
All right. For however long he had to be on acid throughout that album process, do the same shit and then drop it. And let's compare and contrast. Because if that's going to be the case, because right now, is he gearing up to drop another like project?
That nigga probably stressing. He ain't worried about no project.
No.
He was already doing it, apparently.
He working on it.
I heard Chance the Rapper be out here drawing, allegedly.
In the streets?
Accusations! These are not accusations.
Like in the streets or like in the booth?
Accusations! Right.
Like in the streets. So I don't think he worried about his I think he did. When you say publicly, one, I want to say people need to stop saying, please respect our privacy in this time when you told us publicly. We didn't have to know.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because I wouldn't know.
That's crazy to put that.
Usually they put that out there so people are like, I'm about to start dating somebody. So if you see me with somebody, I need you to know that I'm not my wife any longer.
That's really all it is, though.
Yeah, I'm out here fucking bitches. Just say that, Chase.
Yeah, like, y'all about to see. He's like, you about to see me with this joint. I'm kind of taking a little bit serious right now. So just to get y'all my dick.
He about to pop up with a new bitch real quick.
Yeah, I'm about to pop up with my new bitch.
I feel that.
And guess what? She gonna be white.
Probably.
I have 95% sure.
Why you say that?
He gonna start hanging with
you know,
his name is Chancellor.
When you get on, hey Baxter, come here. When you get on, you leave her ass for a white girl. Kanye said it best, and then did it.
And did it
multiple times, and then got a black girl and found out she wasn't black. Was like, whoa. I mean, wasn't white and said, whoa. When you got to John Chaney Jones.
Yeah.
She's like, whoa, you're actually black? No, sorry.
No, that's crazy. I didn't know she was from Delaware.
Damn, Delaware putting them out like that.
Yeah. I was surprised. I'm like, Delaware. I was like, they got that over there.
I'm about to say, where? Delaware. Yo.
Delaware got the Johnskis and no tax.
Delaware got the hoes?
And no tax?
That's probably why they got the hoes, though. They got Christiana Mall. Hoes love the Louis store.
The Louis store.
So the baddies gotta be where the Louis store is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
why are you looking at Ish? What is Ish face is, man?
He ain't say that, yo.
No, what Ish face is? Ish, by the way. Oh, I thought it was. All right, well, hoes love Neiman Marcus.
Neiman Marcus.
Is there a Neiman Marcus there, too? Is Nordstrom, right? It's Nordstrom.
Hoes love Nordstrom.
Listen, hoes love everything. They love everything.
Go over there.
They love everything. They love everything.
Do that?
But yeah, fuck Chance, man.
Yeah.
So he don't love his wife.
So why?
No, he don't.
So you don't fuck with Chance for what reason now? Because I don't.
His music declined. His music declined.
So basically, it's music. Oh. Musically declined, man. Yeah. I already gave him too many chances. And then plus, like, you know.
You didn't like the one joint with him, Joey Badass?
But that's just like, all right, you could get one hit, one good song.
He want a whole album of all good songs. Again.
Yeah.
Like acid raps.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it don't even gotta be like acid rap. It's like, if you just give me like a good project, it's like, all right, fine.
The decline was like too much decline.
Yeah.
Like, he just got like hot and then it was just like, whoa, this shit.
Remember he got saved and all that? And then he started loving his wife.
Remember he got saved?
It was all at the same time. And it's like, all right. And then like, it was more the fact that he said, this is what he said. He said, I can make another acid rap without doing it. I was like, nigga, no, you can't.
I think
I'm still trying to figure out why he made that. I love my wife.
One of the biggest. He didn't make that song. That wasn't him. That was a meme.
It was pretty much. There was definitely a song that basically was like, I love my wife.
I listened to it on his album.
I know there wasn't, but there was definitely a song basically like that.
But that album was still ass though. It don't matter. Shit was still ass.
The Big Day. You holding a crystal diamond fucking CD that ain't go diamond. Didn't even go gold. It didn't even go.
Damn.
You know, that album makes me mad because the song The Big Day on there, right? Where that joint at?
I didn't listen to that at all, I don't think. I might have skimmed through it and was like, no.
This is not it. This song, I heard it like on the little sample for the trailer. I was like, oh, this joint about to be crazy.
Just give it kind of
And the joint had no drop on it.
Wait, what?
Everybody
this is it?
Off, oh my God.
It's the greatest day of my life. But he kind of saw Chance though.
No, you know what the crazy part is? Chance and Kanye was supposed to drop an album. They're supposed to grab a good ass job. The album Kanye was supposed to make for the end off everything for like that little graduation joint. Graduation, late registration, college dropout. Supposed to be good ass job was the last one that's gonna come out.
Oh, and then he went thank his, God he ain't dropped that shit.
His mom died. No, good ass job was supposed to come out right before 808s.
Oh,
but his mom died, and then he made 808s.
Mm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
His mom died, and his girl left him. I feel like you shouldn't leave me when my mom died. Like you an asshole.
That's fucked up.
I mean,
that's a real good point. I'm just keep it.
That's fucked up.
You can wait like 6 months.
You got
six months.
You can wait 6 months.
My mom is dead. How dare you? You left me.
That's so
my
traumatic.
Mama gone.
That's traumatic.
I'm gonna give you a 2 week notice.
Yeah, like. Two months. Fuck. I feel like 2 months is like acceptable.
Two months. No, I'm still grieving.
Listen,
you
got me too.
Listen, no, no, no. You gotta break up with me after you see me do some, after you see some like success come in my life a little bit. So you're like, ah, man, it's good. He's in a better place at least. Because if you dump me while I'm at my bottom, that might be my 13th reason. Baxter, come over here.
Damn, that's so real low. That's real low.
Like imagine it's like losing your job too, and it's like damn, I lost my job, time. Lost my mom. It's a whole bunch of bad.
And she's like, I'm gone too.
And you lost your girl.
Yeah.
But you gonna wait till things get good to make it bad again?
Then it's like a little like, oh well, since I lost her, at least you didn't lose all of it at once.
At once. I get it.
You're not kicking it's like kicking me when I'm down.
Yeah, I get it.
Leaf like no, he like bitch doing bad. I got to go. He's like in peace.
Imagine you really want to like leave somebody and then like something bad happens to them. It's like
I really
can't do this.
I can't do this now.
But like I gotta do
this. That same thing happened to me, but like not. I just started talking to this girl probably like 7-8 months and her mom died. And I was like, oh, that's a little deep. You know, cause it was sad, but I'm like, we don't know each other that well to be like,
yeah.
Oh, like, so you know, she was great. I never met her, like, so it was a little like confusing.
It's like I'm not coming to the funeral.
I mean, you know, shout out to everybody in life. You know, people be finding my content where I be at. Shout out to you, hear this.
Well,
yeah, so
about,
how you stopped talking to Ruchu? Just like was like, yeah, it's
right. Like,
not,
you,
it's not even working.
He went like.
Funny enough, she saw
hit the Homer Simpson
talking about get my ass eat, and that's when she stopped talking to me.
That dropped yesterday.
I got a few of those.
He's like a clip about me get my ass eat. The clip came out yesterday.
No, I got about four of them over the last 2 years. Yeah,
just shorty's the easiest. Real,
well, she loves
she seen
you,
it,
so that's,
and then that
so
was
that's
it.
Not
like
even on you for
she
real.
Said that she didn't know I was fucking other women, but it was no way that I wasn't fucking other women. Because
see him for a
no, I'm just was you know, but like we wasn't like girlfriend and boyfriend type shit.
Yeah,
and
it was
like,
just dating.
Yeah, we were just dating. And she
yeah, casually
like,
dating.
Let's lock in, and I was like, well, you gotta give me like a year to get some shit out of my system. And she was like, all right, so you know,
she asked what shit.
She asked what the guy to get out my system.
What shit?
She said, all right.
She was snooping.
He said, I got like 5 drones I want to fuck.
This is a sick Negro.
Shout out to her, though. She cool.
That's funny.
She's a great woman.
Mm-mm. She probably like, fuck that nigga, Blur.
She's good. She's a good person. I wasn't a good person at the time.
Taking accountability.
Real stand up of you, man.
For sure. I was on some bullshit.
Shout out to the girl.
She don't give an F about nothing.
That's gross. How he really feels about it. Yeah. That's how niggas that's niggas like that's peace.
Yeah, that's why, you know.
That's what I'm saying. That's cool. She's a great person. In reality, she probably sucks.
She's great. She's good. She's a great woman.
So, well, accountability.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta take accountability for things, even if you know that you really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
No.
But don't leave.
No, that's
not. I'm not taking accountability for nothing.
That's not accountability.
It's called bitch, shut the fuck up. That's why it's called leave me the fuck alone.
Boss man, I'm not your dad.
Neither am I.
What you doing?
All right.
He just hopped up too.
Since we talked about, so oh yeah, there was a earthquake that everybody felt.
Two.
Don't say everybody.
Wait,
earthquake?
Don't no,
say
I didn't.
I was at work. Larry, you felt the earthquake?
What do you mean it was two, though?
It was two earthquakes.
No, no. Harley, you felt the earthquake?
Nah, I thought I was just driving on potholes.
So, Leaf is the only one that felt the earthquake.
What do you mean it was? He said it was two.
It was two.
Apparently, there was
like back to back?
The earth shook twice. It was
allegedly.
Like,
that shit was twerking.
Right.
That shit was
twerking. Yo, it shook. And then, like, it shook for like 2 minutes. No, like one. No, I'm spicing it. That was very bad spicing it. It was shaking for like 30 seconds.
We'd have been
dead.
And
then, facts. Yeah, we definitely would have boom, blow up. And then, like 10, 15 minutes later, it was like shaking a little bit again.
What
it
was, you was doing, though?
It was a little jiggle. What was I doing?
Yeah, you were just chilling?
Yeah, I was working.
No, this nigga Leaf texted our group chat and he's like, yo, why the house shaking so much? And I said, chill, bro, you just drunk. And he like, no, the house really shaking. Brigo said, oh no, that's just the dryer. Leaf said, strong ass dryer. I said, nigga, you just drunk. I said, nigga, you just drunk. And I said the emoji were more like
The dryer do be strong sometimes.
The dryer do be strong, but not enough to make my fucking computer shake. And I'm like, and then everybody was sending me up in the group chat like, oh my gosh, did you guys feel that earthquake? Everybody's like, oh my gosh, I felt the two. And I'm just like, yeah, nigga, it was an earthquake.
Yeah, what nigga. The earth was rocking and rolling.
This nigga Lur fell down the steps at the studio. I said, yeah, bro, probably the earthquake.
But I fell before the earthquake happened, though. I just missed a step. Because I called Lionel. I'm like, bro, remember I fell up the steps? He said, yeah. I'm like, was that the earthquake? He said, nigga, no. That was like 20 minutes before.
Was that the earthquake?
Yeah, that was the earthquake. Niggas got blamed something else. That was the earthquake.
Was y'all driving at the time when the earthquake
happened? I was driving to
I know you was driving. Sean, was you driving?
I don't think I was.
I don't know, y'all niggas just don't be feeling it. Like, do y'all be on Earth?
I felt the one in 2011, though. I ain't feel this one.
I didn't feel that one in 2011, right?
I felt that one.
I didn't feel that one. I remember I was in the bathroom. I wanted to go take a piss. And I came out, and everything was shaking. And I'm like, my little cousin was there. I'm like, CJ, I was like, yo, I'm about to walk inside. Yo, why are you pushing all this stuff? What's going on with you? I'm about to yell at him. And then
I got the same thing happened to me. Yo.
And all I see is everything like this. I'm like, I was really about to yell. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, everybody's like, you didn't feel that? Everybody's like, all random. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? What, I didn't feel what? That's what my mom. My mom said, I called her. I said, Mom, you felt an earthquake because I thought you all were just capping. And she was like, no. She said, everybody in the house ran downstairs like, y'all all okay? And my mom's like, what are you talking about? Okay for what, nigga?
Yo, that's crazy. Everybody feel it.
No, that's actually real crazy.
I don't understand it.
Nah, a similar thing happened to me. So I was in my crib with Earl and Darius. We were just like watching TV.
I thought you got to whisper like a girl. They like, yeah,
I'm hurt. That nigga is crazy. So I'm sitting on my chair and I shared a room with my brother at the time. So, so they were sitting on like both beds. I was sitting on my chair in my room, and then I'm watching TV and all I feel is the fucking earth shaking. And I got up and was like, yo, why y'all niggas shaking my chair? But they wasn't like nowhere next to me. And they like, yo, what the fuck? Why you tripping? Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, dog, y'all shaking my chair. Like, stop shaking my chair while I'm sitting down. And they was like, oh, nah, that was an earthquake. I'm like, oh, shit, my bad.
Nah, I remember that tornado that popped up in Northeast one time randomly?
Yo, what?
There was a tornado that randomly popped up like in the middle of, it was literally in the, it was like, it was a red light, and in the middle of an intersection for like 2 minutes, a tornado just sort of like and nobody got hit or anything, but it was like people got video. It just randomly came down.
What year is it?
Like maybe 7 years ago.
Somebody made that, John.
Yeah, that was fake.
The weather machine.
It was a weather machine.
The weather machine.
There was that, and there was one time there was a tornado, and it like ran through someone's backyard, and went for like two backyards, and the only thing that it was a small, it just blew like the chairs down in the backyard. It didn't even like pick them up and throw them; it just blew them down.
Nigga said,
"That was a strong wind. That's what it was."
It went like it was in a way where it wasn't the wind. It was like blown down, but not like thrown across like the neighborhood.
Wait, I saw the one tweet after the earthquake happened, and it was like, God, it was Diddy, it wasn't us.
That's out of pocket.
That was the I Am Comedy laugh. Nigga said, ha ha. Nigga sounded Bismarcky.
I gotta fix this computer, bro, because this is... Yo.
Damn, Shai wasn't even here for the... Shai wasn't even here for the Diddy talks, man.
I know.
Yeah, you missed out.
You missed out for real.
No Diddy.
Yeah. Would you party with Diddy? I'm going to take this from Larry yesterday. Somebody said, would y'all party with Diddy still?
I'm going.
Would you go to the Diddy party? If you got invited to Diddy party, would you go?
If he beat the allegations, I'm going to. He ain't do nothing wrong.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to slide too. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
I ain't going to lie. Listen. All I know is I'm bringing my own bottle. That's it.
No, you can't bring your own bottle.
I don't think you can bring your own bottle.
All right, well then, shit.
You gotta turn up.
He gonna make. No, he drink the champagne, nigga.
I'm about to say you don't got Ciroc.
Whatever you got, you gotta drink it.
Yeah,
he can still buy alcohol.
He can't even buy bottles.
He can still buy bottles and spike it.
Harley gonna buy you like, yeah, Harley, here's a drink. Take a shot with his Harley bar. Yeah. Hey. He's like, yeah, put it around the rim. Take that.
Wow.
Yo, you guys stop licking my foot, nigga. Please, relax.
Oh, it's a dog, everybody. It's a dog. It's a dog.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The dog's on the camera, probably, I think.
No, it's not.
A little bit.
Cool. Yeah, no man is licking my foot. We did. Let's establish that one.
I don't think I'm going to a Diddy party.
You want to go to a Diddy party?
Mm-mm.
I think I would go to be like, let's see what's really going on. But if someone's like, yeah, come down this hallway. I'm not going down that hallway that E-Nest is talking about.
Shout out to E-Nest.
I think
E-Nest said, he said, I wasn't the type to, they knew me, I wasn't the type to get called into that hallway. And I'm like, is that him saying like he wasn't attractive enough?
Yeah, not being cute enough to get in the Diddy hallway.
nigga was too ugly.
Diddy hallway.
He was too ugly to be fondled.
Diddy said, I'm not my type.
that's
funny.
It's gonna say, remember in Always Sunny when they was like, he was like, why didn't you rape me? And Always Sunny, he's like, well, like, why'd you rape me? You think there was a girl probably at the school one day to R. Kelly, like, you didn't never pick me up from McDonald's.
I'm that school,
oh,
yo.
Shit.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That show funniest shit, though.
That stunt said that. Nobody else.
Shout out to that.
You gotta turn this off. I'm gonna watch it. This is my favorite show of all time. Yes, go ahead and skip that.
Alright, yeah,
thank you very much.
Hey,
he said put some less on. Mm-mm.
Yeah, y'all niggas won't get a word.
Nigga, watch it. Hey, you got,
I know what they say without with the muted and all that.
That is my favorite show too as well.
This nigga, oh man, what's up with him?
Everybody know me. That's my favorite show.
My birthday.
Same birthday.
Nigga, you was born on my birthday. Stop digging.
That's crazy.
Don't be like Harley. You be born at 11:59.
He said technically I got two birthdays.
You have one.
That's crazy.
When your birthday started, immediately.
That's what I love. Say, yay! 1 minute. Happy birthday. They said, which one do you choose? No, that's not actually.
That's crazy.
Actually, your doctor said that. I'm like, actually, he wasn't born on that day.
Fix.
My Apple Watch did not reset the calories yet. It's a different day.
Listen, the doctors told me I had two birthdays.
The doctor's a you fucking celebrate. Idiot. The doctor should get arrested.
What the fuck?
The doctor needs to get, he do malpractice.
What you tell people your birthday is?
It's a good thing that nigga ain't drop you. You sound dumb as shit.
Dumbass doctor. The nurse would have got it right. I'm just saying.
Shout out to the nurses.
Shout out to the nurses.
Shout out to the nurses.
They some of the best.
Shout out to Nick.
Love a good nurse.
They be bad as shit too.
How bad the nurse be? What's your favorite?
They be
nurse?
Bad.
What's Sean, your favorite question nurse? For you. There's also a question. I hung out with Laura too long this weekend. Mm-hmm. Another question he said in the car. Would you eat your own coochie if you eat your own coochie?
Why you put that on me?
You look, I said I was hanging out with you too long this weekend. And they get asses in the car.
If I could, would I?
Yeah.
You would.
Hell yeah.
Would you try it or would you do it all the time?
You'd probably do it all the time.
I would do it all the time. Why not?
What if you eat your own coochie and you find out that you bad at eating coochie?
You gotta learn how to please yourself. That'd be a good joke.
That's crazy.
And you find out like you just ass.
You just bad at it. Like you just
you
not
just
good at it.
You bad at eating coochie.
It's just not your thing.
Like every time she do it, she be like, why I don't feel like when that person did it?
I wonder if it's like, gonna be like, saying? You know how you can't like tickle yourself?
Yeah.
Or like you can't cause yourself pain for real? I wonder if you eating your own pussy, would you be like, nothing's happening?
I can definitely cause myself pain. Like,
why'd you do that?
People cut their wrists all the time. They cause themselves pain all the time.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
That stunt again, y'all.
It's lit. Jaleel, yeah. I feel like the music they listen to. Jaleel, yo. Yeah.
Yo, when's Jaleel gonna drop something, man?
Yo.
Jaleel, yeah.
Jaleel, yeah.
Would you like lube it up before you eat it yourself?
Or do you think you would make yourself wet enough?
What if you got on your own nerves that day?
Sean be in the mirror. Hey, you bitch. You think Sean will be on the mirror and get mad at her?
Tell him
she can have her own makeup sex.
Yo, that's
tell
crazy.
Tell him why you put this question up. Because Stunt saw a trans woman sucking their own dick on Twitter.
I told you the story before.
Excuse me?
I've said the story to all y'all before.
I
ain't told me that.
I have told you.
You watched. You watched.
No.
He watched it to completion.
Watched and saw is two different things.
No, you watched to completion.
No, I did not. Now you're lying. Now you're lying.
You finished the video?
No, I did not. I'll tell you what happened. Yo. I said this before. I told you what happened. One day I was on Twitter and I saw a woman sucking dick. You know, Twitter, the videos like this before you open it up. I saw a woman sucking dick. She was going crazy sucking dick. So I clicked it. It opened it up. And I said, huh? I looked. I said, no. And then the woman was sucking her own dick. I said, I'm going to just go.
Yo, that's wild.
That's a crazy ass surprise. Open for a surprise.
It was the craziest.
Open for a surprise.
And look, you see this. I see John sucking down. Like, oh, she going crazy. Open it up.
You going crazy on herself. She's a self pleaser.
I was like,
you know what? That's actually funny as shit.
Like, bro, because it's one of those things that you just like, you really wasn't expecting to catch you off guard. So when it catch you off guard, you're like, holy fuck.
And Twitter finessing shit out you.
Bad. It was something.
And they do be doing that shit.
It was one of the OnlyFans girls retweeted or liked her some shit. You know that likes and tweets, retweets be coming up on your timeline sometimes.
Oh, when the OnlyFans joins just be retweeting every porn that comes on their timeline and put it on mine.
They get paid for that.
Yeah, they be doing it's like a shout out.
Yeah, they get paid to retweet them joints.
Yeah.
So I proposed the question to all the men in the room. If you were ribless, would you suck your own dick?
No. Wait,
what'd you say?
If you was ribless.
Ribless.
No.
Nah.
I feel like all y'all lying.
I couldn't see myself doing it.
You would do it one time?
No.
I would definitely try it one time.
Now, what if you finish and hit you like?
No, I ain't gonna finish. I couldn't. I'll be surprised I could stretch that damn for. How do you get down here? Like, how the fuck? Nigga just in his room. Nigga in his room folded up, just fucking.
That's funny as shit.
He said, damn, nigga.
Holy
but
shit.
You got dirty talk yourself? Like, how you give me talk to yourself?
To yourself. Ooh.
Like, what you say? Like,
ooh.
Are you doing it? You doing that thing.
Yo. You what you gonna give yourself the pepper grinder?
Yo.
That's crazy. Okay. That's fucking crazy. No, that's crazy.
That's wild.
No,
y'all.
No. What if you like? What if you try to edge yourself to all of a sudden while you try to pull off? You go. Then it's just like you shooting your own face by accident. If you nut that's too good. Fast. Then you can buy damn. Just drawing that you too good at that.
Yeah, you discovered a new talent on some other shit.
By accident. At that.
Or you just gonna find out that you trashed it, give it head, you like, thank God. This ain't for me.
This ain't for me.
It's not attorney for me.
It's like, God knew not to give me this power.
Ladies gotta relax.
No, Stone went there. He be watching the videos. It's okay.
No.
He did watch the video.
I did see the video. See and watch is two different things. Let's get that.
He watched it for more than 5 seconds.
He didn't watch the whole thing, he said.
He saw it for more than 5 seconds.
He watched
the clip. That's a watch.
A part of it.
Nigga said this. He said, watch.
He said, hold on. She's talking about it. Then he sent it to niggas. So you definitely.
You just said I sent it to you. You passed it along.
He said I sent it to somebody.
No, I did not. This nigga is a liar. Yo, this nigga just lying.
Passing it along is crazy.
Yo,
but I take accountability though. I'm like,
hey, yo.
You gotta start saying it's my line. I'm sticking to it. That's what you gotta start saying. You feel me? Duh, that's really Yo, this is really crazy. Shit. What the fuck else we got? Did you guys see this? I don't know if anybody saw it. I saw it earlier. There was a YouTuber. He decided to do meth for 30 days to prove that addiction does not exist.
And then he turned to a crackhead.
He actually did become a meth.
Yes.
I was about to say, what's that shit called? Super crack me.
Whoa.
Super crack me is crazy.
What is it called?
Because you know they got super size me.
Super crack me, bro.
That's crazy.
You said super crack me. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Chill.
Title. Super crack me.
Super crack me is crazy.
No, because we do have the crackhead superhero episode from back in the day, Sean. This is the super crack. Super crack me. Because crackheads do have superpowers, but
they do.
Saying that you don't, like, you wanted to prove that addiction isn't real getting addicted is proof that addiction is real. Yeah.
So did he win his? He lost his project.
Yeah,
he lost. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, he lost because. He's currently addicted to methamphetamine.
Yeah. So he lost.
So he lost. Is he getting help or is he just seasoned?
No. Now he went on Joe Rogan and talked about how he was on meth.
Yeah.
He is now a meth.
Wait, you got to play the clip.
You have the clip?
He's still on it, though.
Oh, he's still on it. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He still does meth.
It's on our tweet,
yes,
Twitter?
He still does meth.
He does meth like, he does it like once a day.
Scroll up a few, actually.
All day. All
right, hold on.
That's crazy. Like,
how much meth do you need to do in a day?
None. None at all.
He did it for 30 days.
I know people that do meth, but like.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
So they be having craters in their face?
Huh?
They got craters
That's
in their face?
That's a crazy question, Hurley.
They
be having craters in their face.
Addicts are weak. I'm currently developing an addiction to methamphetamines just so I can show everyone how easy it is to quit.
Can I see this?
It's an interesting way to self-teach.
It's a win-win. Either I kick the habit, which I will, and we could all stop glamorizing recovering addicts, or I could spend the rest of my life in a motel smoking crystal meth away from my family.
Like, you're really just doing just for the struggle.
That's really white privilege, though. I ain't gonna
sorry,
lie.
What the fuck did you say?
He said, sorry, what did you say? Yeah.
He already bugged out.
He needs some struggle in his life. That's what it is.
Bro. White people.
Why would you want to do that for 30
years? Choosing to do meth is fucking.
Like, you could choose to do anything else. You could choose to have a sex addiction.
You can't choose that.
Well,
I don't know if you can choose that.
It's a choice to get help and see. Like, I was watching the second episode of Gerard's show, Gerard Carmichael John, right? And
That means I gotta watch it.
Huh?
That means I have to watch it. I didn't know it came.
He was just talking about they were like going over like to see if he's going over the paper to see if you have any form of sex addiction. Like, cause he thought, he was like, yeah, he said, I just like the fuck. I be fucking. He said, I came out at 30, so like, he been wilding. So he's like, he.
Like since then, or like he's been wilding?
Oh, he's been wilding since then. So he said, I think maybe he was wilding before, but now that he's out, out, he really wilding because now he's free.
How old is he now?
Like 30 something, I don't know.
I think like 35 or 37.
Okay.
Yeah, but now he's out here, you know, knocking him down.
Knocking him down. Nice.
I mean, like, if you, I feel like if you a celebrity and you on Tinder.
No, he's on Grindr.
Oh, well, yeah, same shit.
And, you know, Grindr's for gay men. And I'm going to be honest. A man is horny for women like this. So, when they, two men and two men, it's probably 20,000 times worse.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, probably so.
I mean.
Niggas look like, yeah, niggas is sick. Yeah. Yeah, facts. But yeah, getting addicted to meth is pretty obscene. So
and you didn't have to do it.
No,
that's the real crazy part.
You didn't have to do it. It was literally an experiment.
He could have that went bad. He could have did anything else that can be a form of addiction. Like you could have
been drinking.
You could have gambled. You could have drunk.
Could have went on Twitter. Got a porn addiction.
You could have smoked weed
like all of us now. Yeah, porn. Twitter like basically, Twitter. If we all were to have porn addictions, it'd be because we all got Twitter.
No, that's because Pinky and them.
Yeah,
That's because Pinky and them.
Yeah, I was watching HBO at the Dark and all that shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I did watch.
I've been watching it.
I did watch Real Sex every Thursday at 11 p.m.
Yep, 11:30. It had Nickelodeon on the last flashback. And Volume 1, 2.
Volume 1, 2.
I'm fucking dead.
So at Volume 1, 2, and then what you do is every now and then you close your door with it on the TV and go to another room, make sure it's not that loud. How loud you can raise the volume?
You can't hear that good. You put it like the 4. The whole thing.
You're a real nigga if you hear somebody coming and you change both the channels. Last, they both good channels now. You go to your last channel, then you go to another channel. So try to press last, it's going to go back to
Disney. So what were you watching?
I watched that Freaknik documentary yesterday.
How was it?
That shit was ass. It was real.
You know what's crazy? In my head for a second, I forgot they actually dropped the Freaknik documentary, and I thought about Nickelodeon again. I was like, damn.
Wow.
Y'all ever watch that?
They dropping that joint tonight.
A new one, right?
What?
One more episode?
The two new episodes. Two more episodes.
It's two more episodes?
Two more episodes.
Nickelodeon joint?
Yeah.
That's too much for me.
They might be dropping 9, I know.
I was told at 9 o'clock, I think, tonight.
Maybe start it up.
Oh, definitely y'all tap into that.
This is the one that's not talking about, just talking about the other kids. But, like, not the ones that was touching shit. It was just, like, the ones that felt disrespected on set.
I mean, that documentary ass, too, though. It's all kind of ass.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to make me cry a little bit.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up for sure.
It's fucked
wasn't
up.
About to cry.
It just kept getting worse and worse, I feel like, every episode.
I think the third episode
wasn't as bad as, like, the second episode was nuts.
I just don't like how he was walking in the room and the lights would cut on and shit. Like when the confession was like, it just felt so, like, I don't know. It seemed like it was deeper than it was. Like, I know the victims had shit happen to him, but the cinematography part,
I feel like
it was dramatic.
It's dramatic.
Like, I feel like dramatic. The documentary would have hit us more dramatic if it was the real stars of the show, besides Drake. But, like, if it was Victoria Justice, if it was actually like Keenan and Kel on that joint, people are like, but since it was just like, oh, Drake Bell, we heard you did some drama stuff.
Yeah, it's the one offs.
Damn.
It was I didn't think about that. It was a nigga that we forgot that was in, we just knew he was on that, all that, and he was black.
I don't know. But they had to give Amanda Bynes a crazy bag to even touch that show.
Amanda Bynes is a nail tech now.
Yeah.
She's what?
A nail tech.
A nail tech.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah. And she left her, she's now clean and sober, and left her her husband because he was going to crack.
Oh, I love that for her.
That's a good reason to leave somebody.
That is.
She said, I'm clean and sober. I filmed crack cocaine in his bag and da-da-da-da. But it's like, Amanda Bynes is very awkward now, I feel like. Usually she had to be full of life. Now she says,
she full of life from what we know on TV. It might not been her.
I'm saying, like, but no, now she just speaks like
she got her face done and stuff.
And
well, she was on drugs. I mean, when you quit drugs, you still got after effects.
Yeah, it's like people be saying Bobby Brown can still sing and shit. And we know that's not
true. He can't sing?
Now.
I don't know about Brown.
From all the drugs?
I mean, oh, yeah. you heard Thug Lovin'. You thought that was
good? Yeah, he was singing the shit.
That's my shit, though. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
You mean the same nigga say every little step I take?
When he hopped out the helicopter.
Yeah, he was not singing that good song.
That shit was a bop.
That shit was a bop.
You think he was singing
good? I know
who
that was.
That was not good.
No, that's his new style.
Y'all heard the song with him and Damian Marley? Beautiful. He was not singing good enough.
I do remember that song.
I ain't know that song.
This John.
I hear that.
It's a really good song.
Y'all ever watch Jerry Springer Uncut?
No, Freaky Boy.
That sound crazy, yo.
Nah, I'm Freaky Boy.
What the fuck was...
Nigga, you was out here watching porn.
What they doing on there?
This John.
Uncut.
This is a fucking bang. You definitely heard this song.
Oh, I do remember this song.
Molly. Got a Brown and Molly combination here, y'all.
Because he was
05. Nigga, the vocal on this song is terrible.
Not vocal, man.
Every she with shampoos a lot. Several mornings she shampoos. You see me?
It sounds good because they mixed it well, but he wasn't beautiful.
So they purposely made his voice low in the song.
Sound like you hating.
He's just not a good singer anymore. He's the kid still hold a note, but he's not a good singer any longer.
Sound like hate to me.
He said he want.
But the question is, can you all sing Bobby Brown?
No.
All
right. I'm not gonna lie.
That's why it's hate.
Can you rap better than Bobby? This,
yeah.
You compare a nigga being 12 years old to 55.
Nigga, he's here?
16 and shit.
He was 21.
But he was still mad younger than him.
He was a bitch.
I'm just saying.
Nigga was 21.
I'm just saying. Nigga couldn't sing no more. Just facts.
He thinks from all the drugs, so...
A real life fantasy.
Niggas get old and they voice change though.
I'm like,
yeah.
Niggas get old and they voice change.
This shit might have really got a little pause, a little deeper, like his voice.
You ain't had to pause.
I'm gonna run for
niggas. Yeah, I don't think he had to pause. Yeah.
Insurance.
I'm gonna run for niggas.
Insurance pause. Insurance pause.
Insurance no diddy.
Okay, say no more.
Yeah. Insurance no diddy.
Insurance no diddy.
He's gonna wild out now that you give him the insurance.
Thank you very much.
He's like, thank you for the insurance. I'm gonna take it as far as I possibly can.
Fact though. No, y'all said leaving somebody. Doing drugs is a good reason to leave somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, what if y'all was having fun together and now you just was like, I don't want to do this shit no more?
Bobby Brown did the same thing.
I'm talking about Amanda Bynes. Like, if they was having fun together,
mm-hmm,
and you like, fuck it, I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah, I'm going clean.
Ain't you kind of fucked up for doing that? Like, you left me with the drugs. We was having a good time together.
Nigga, that's what Bobby did to Whitney.
He didn't do that.
When he left jail, Whitney tried, oh my God, you out. Let's do some crack again. He said, no, I don't want to do that no more. She goes, I'm going to do this myself. And then they broke up. They was trying to get separated a little bit, but they was getting back together. And then what happened? She inspired a nigga to make one of the greatest songs ever made in the whole entire world. And that nigga's name is Ray J.
This nigga don't fail to play that song.
Ray J fuck Whitney Houston?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a legendary body.
You know, you wanna know how, you wanna know how much it,
I'd have clapped the shit out of
you. You heard the song? You won the greatest song of all time.
I like Ray J though.
No. No,
it's crazy.
Banger.
I feel you.
No. Listen to her.
I met your girl. I text your girl. I sexed your girl. And she loved it. You share affection.
Nigga, yes.
Yes.
That is so disrespectful.
And right, no.
What Bobby?
You gotta hear the chorus. No, you gotta hear the chorus.
Is that your wife? Is that your shawty?
her boyfriend. Is that your wife? Is that your shawty? So that's your wife. Her boyfriend. I think the problem is you don't beat it right. Making love is cool. Just pull her hair sometimes.
Nigga gave him sex advice.
He said she be telling me. She be telling me what you doing.
That's insane.
Young Berg was talking about how they used to have Whitney in the studio. Like, Whitney used to be around.
Shout out to Whitney Houston. I love you.
So basically, what you're saying is, after Bobby, Whitney was a slider. Is what
you're saying? You know the Bobby. Remember the Bobby Bird?
Young Bird was hitting too,
huh?
Young Bird was hitting.
No. He used to be around because. But remember the Bobby Brown documentary, and he was in that documentary. The show that they had on BET the one time.
I ain't watched that, John.
What is the scene where Bobby go to the Whitney house and see a nigga, and then he start rumbling him. That's Ray J.
Ray J is also like 25 years younger than Bobby Brown, which is crazy.
Ray J is a legend. And I love Ray J.
Ray J also can't sing, which is the funniest thing. Ray J is the...
I like some of Ray J songs.
He can make good music, he just can't sing. He got the Trey Songz effect. Like, Trey Songz can sing. I mean, he can't sing, but...
He can't really sing.
I don't think you could put Trey Songz like on a insurance pole.
Can R. Kelly sing?
And one second, R. Kelly could definitely sing, for sure. R. Kelly can sing his ass off.
Yeah.
Trey Songz can't sing.
I gotta hear Trey Songz sing. I need a cookie, and I buy.
Right. I want a cookie.
I need a cookie. Yeah, yeah. I need a cookie.
That's crazy. That's a crazy note.
They ain't got none.
Niggas should not be singing that.
No, they dude should always sing that song. It's crazy.
Don't have another nigga sing that.
So new music came out.
Don't have another nigga sing that.
New music came out.
Is that your wife?
Did you hear the Glorilla?
Yes.
The Glorilla.
Wait a minute with Lil Kim. That's banger. Oh, my fault.
Wait a minute with Lil... They played Wait a Minute out the other night. I was like, am I hearing Wait a Minute right now? Yeah.
On Friday?
Yeah, right before... I think we went downstairs and came back up real quick.
I can't believe I said that's my shit.
I was like, they might play... Wait a minute.
That's a banger.
Wait a minute. But like, y'all heard this? The new Glorilla man.
Let me tell you something.
He in love with Glow. Never got the cookie, but got my name tatted. Killer work. Don't know who he killed. I heard that main ready. Never fool. When it's time to eat, I be his main platter. NYC, New York Fashion Week. Tommy Hill jacket. Tell these hoes to stay dangerous, cause no one knew they niggas safe. My niggas say he faithful. I'ma be honest, I think this song sucks.
That shit alright.
Everybody keeps saying
like it coming up to
me. I just don't
me.
Think it's a good song. I feel like they should have both rapped on a different beat. Like, I don't...
I'm the B-A-D-D-E-S-T. Same hoes hating used to wanna be besties. You can get your wig turned like Effie. I don't need insurance cause a bitch can't wreck me. Ready or not, I'm coming like Freddy.
She back on that flow. You know the one I hate.
You a dickhead.
She back on that. I fucking hate that bitterly.
You know I'm too squiggly.
I realized last week we didn't talk about this because I guess because Sean wasn't here. I only mentioned that to get in music. I'm not going to talk about the Glorilla. I heard some songs on there. It was cool. There was one part that was real crazy, though, because she did say, my booty loose, but my coochie tight. And I was like, that's a crazy bar. It could get taken out of context. I know she's saying that her shirt should be moving, but it sounds way crazier if you take it out of context.
Yeah. Either way, it's a bar.
It seemed like she just be giving a butt, but it also sounds like she just, you know.
She might just be giving
up. She's giving up that butt.
Yeah, just butt.
That's what Christian girls used to do back then.
When she fart go.
For real?
Yeah, they don't know.
Technically, it's still a version.
Yeah, you don't get the pussy, you get the butthole.
Damn. He was
giving it. You get that dookie booty.
It's like how Mormons say, oh, we're not having sex.
That was crazy.
Huh?
You know I'm Mormon, right?
You're not.
Some point in
you're not Mormon.
I promise you I am.
You're Mormon? What?
Yeah.
Mormon? Oh, so
what, you soak?
Tell me something about Mormon.
What does that mean?
What do you want to know?
Well, I know you're not Mormon.
No, I am.
Sex.
I promise you I am.
Okay.
All right. So what is your place of worship?
Where I used to go to church at?
No. What's it just called?
It's called. You talking about the temple?
Is that what it's called?
It's not. It's just called church. I know I lie a lot, but I'm not lying.
Okay, so tell me some of the things about Mormonism.
What do you want to know, nigga? You want to just give?
How many wives can you have?
That's some other shit.
Oh,
so that's man. that's like some
niggas lying.
And the crazy part is, I'm being serious. Ask anybody that know me. So like, you can't like have multiple wives.
Call Lionel right now.
Call him.
He gonna lie with you.
I swear to God.
Then call Samaj.
I can call my mom, my dad. You could call Samaj.
You're not a Mormon.
What the fuck? Go on, I lie about that.
Name a black Mormon besides
Gladys Knight. I swear to God. Yo, I'm not lying. I haven't been to church since I was like 20 though.
So you were soaking?
That's not.
What
that's,
does that mean?
Yo,
you know what soaking means?
No.
Yes, you do.
It means you stick the dick in and you can't make no strokes because that's sex. So you gotta get someone to shake.
You park the car in the garage. You can't start it up.
But yeah. your car is getting rained on still.
That's okay.
It's like you put your, you know how you, when you go to like the car wash, they put your car on lock and you just got
let it
rain
in.
On it. That's being soaked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can't, you're not moving unless you got two people shaking the bed.
You
got
to move to get out and in.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to count as a stroke though. So you gotta get
some bullshit.
You gotta get some shake the bed. It's really a thing.
No, I know that. I know what Mormon soaking is because I'm Mormon.
That's
so they
crazy.
Can do. I swear.
Not Mormon.
I swear
you're
to God.
Black. You just told me you went to a different church. The
so
other
y'all
day.
Can do. So y'all can do any position, but right. Y'all just can't move.
Like, you believe in Jesus?
Somebody has to shake the bed.
Somebody has to shake the bed. Yeah. That's crazy.
Mormon church is Christian.
For it to be like, all right, let's do it. And they call them something too.
Call anybody I know. This nigga don't believe me.
That's crazy. Like what?
I got baptized at 13 years old.
No, I'm trying to Google Gladys Knight being Mormon.
So what if you try? So what if you try to fuck like?
That's funny.
So what if you try to fuck like in the will? Like, do somebody gotta drive?
You're not fucking.
Y'all in the backseat and they just drive over speed bumps and shit all the time.
Shake your car.
They gotta move the car.
Yeah.
Why? You can just drive over speed bumps.
No.
Or potholes.
Potholes.
Or driving Germantown Ave.
Why would they be in the? Why would they be in the back of the car?
Just. It's like you got this girl pregnant. No, I did not. I only soaked with her.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm not the father.
What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, we didn't talk about this because I feel like we forgot about it. But Beyonce, you said you wrote the best Beyonce intros down, Sean?
What?
Is she a Mormon?
Nah.
That's Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Is she a Mormon?
No.
Hold on, wait. It's one of them famous singers. Give me a second.
No. Sean. You said something about Beyonce intros.
Yeah.
Was it because of Cowboy Carter?
Was it Imani because of Cowboy Carter?
How'd you feel about the album?
I like it.
I like this album. I like Beyonce rapping.
We just talked about that.
When Beyonce was talking about.
Are a funny
spaghetti?
Little concept,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yes,
in theory, they have a simple definition.
I like it.
That's easy.
I ain't in no gang, but I got shooters and I bang, bang. At the snap of my fingers, I'm fine. And I'm still on your head, cornrows. They call me the captain, the catwalk assassin. When they know it's slapping, then here come the yapping. All of this snitching and all of this bitching. Just a fishing expedition, dumb admission in the kitchen. Cooking up some chickens, extra leg, but I ain't even trying to kick it. Country, country, petty, petty, petty. All the same to me, plain Jane, spaghetti.
Go ahead and read it before we get back to Beyonce. And we only got a few minutes left to pot, so I'm trying to make this. Who's Mormon? Just say who's Mormon.
Famous Knight.
The Osmonds.
All I saw was Ryan Gosling.
So white people.
Well, it's a lot of black Mormons.
Don't believe you.
I swear to God.
Raise your hand if you believe that Lauren is Mormon.
You can call my mom.
He already named hella people you can call.
I swear to God.
So
I got baptized at 13. I haven't been back to church since I was 20 years old. I was about to go on a mission. I'm really a Mormon.
He's really a Mormon. He do this shit, he said.
He's a liar.
He Mormon for real.
Okay. No sauce. Too soft.
So you like the Beyonce album. Has anybody else listened
to Beyonce?
I did not listen to it.
Nobody listened to Beyonce?
I listened to some of it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I fuck with Cowboy Carter. That John is a pretty good album.
So let me ask you this.
Yes. I like it.
I heard it's fire.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Because like, I'm not, I really don't like country, right?
So, like, what would you say percentage-wise of it being country? Because I've heard mixed reviews where it's like some niggas saying it's country, some is like it's nigga, not
it's,
country.
It's the new country.
It's a country album, right? Yeah. But it wouldn't be like your typical, like, so, I want a whole damn one.
Yeah, but so country, basically, you just telling me just
the
listen
whole,
to it.
Like, the
yeah.
whole first half is country for real.
Like, 16 Carriages?
Then the second half is like,
this is a country song, but don't give over.
See, I might not want to listen to this.
16, only
nine. I like the remix.
Right. Like, going into it, like,
it still has Beyonce music. It's Beyonce is still production, but it is a country song, like country music.
So,
it's on a, I guess it's on a country.
So, I would have to just listen to it because, or use like, country, I really, because I don't fuck with like, country guess, like that.
Or is that the same thing?
Like, every song isn't Texas Hold'em. Type.
Yeah.
Not, every song not like that.
So would you say all right,
every
so,
song isn't this?
So is
slow dance with you. Come pull some sugar on me, honey.
Too. Even this though,
real live again, a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
See, the thing is with me, I would only listen to this once because I'm listening to,
well,
to the album.
Harley, just listen to the album.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just might as well just
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, just listen to it. You'll like it's Beyonce.
I didn't say that.
It's not a country album. It's not hip hop. It's a Beyonce album.
I don't hate Beyonce.
You said what's the best Beyonce intro?
They don't get it.
It's 1+1.
Absolutely.
It's 1+1.
That's the greatest Beyonce song, period.
No, that Halo is the greatest Beyonce song, period.
What?
To me.
I think
Halo
1+1 is one of the
I
best songs.
I love Halo. Halo and EXO. Halo and EXO are my favorite Beyonce song. But
oh, Halo I like over XO. 1+1?
1+1.
Vicious.
1+1. The 4 album altogether is my favorite album.
Yeah, but put Halo over 1+1 is crazy.
No.
I'm stop there.
Halo to me
was not no.
Halo just my like one of my favorite songs.
1+1 is amazing.
Okay. It could be a better song, but like to me, 1+1, the
it's
second
a perfect song.
I think even what's the joke? She's like, "You're my James Dean." That I miss. Well, rather have you, rather be with you. That's or rather die young. That whole album is amazing.
That's a really good album.
I miss you. I still care. I still care is up there with Beyonce.
None of them's top 1+1.
Yeah, no. 1+1.
That's damn near. That's like a perfect.
Lee, what's your favorite Beyonce intro?
Favorite Beyonce song intro.
Song period.
Yeah.
I like Dangerously in Love.
Okay.
What other Beyonce songs you know?
the other one she made.
he like crazy.
I'm still working on my Beyonce bag.
Nigga, if you never heard the 4 album, you haven't really lived the life.
That's true.
I ain't lived my life.
I have not. I don't exist.
To me, 4, like the album Beyonce album 4.
We gotta get
it's probably
hit.
Up there like with some like it's Baxter.
Ooh.
Yeah, 4
come
got
on, Buster.
4 got 1+1.
Baxter over there.
Best thing I never had. Yeah,
I like that song.
Party, Rather Die Man. Young, Love
that's
on Top,
album,
Countdown, End of Time.
Yeah.
Call
this nigga. I like that.
Oh, yeah, I do have those songs.
Yeah, you know the song.
I know the song. I just don't be knowing the name titles.
Like, listen to the album in full. You gonna be like, damn, this is immaculate.
Like Party is my shit. I fuck with Party really heavy.
We like you.
I like hearing that.
That's a really good song.
I wish they never made a version with
J. Cole.
But I understand why.
I thought he was the GOAT.
Huh?
Thought he was the GOAT.
Well, Andre 3000's verse is just so amazing.
Yeah, we didn't need J. Cole on a Party.
Set the scene. 3000 degrees. Ain't no nigga left. That nigga left just like me.
Well, since we mentioned Cole.
Spit this shit for Rillo.
Since we mentioned greatness over here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Kendrick! I like this guy.
New Cole album out right now. I can't even fucking.
You can try, but this shit get pricey. Nigga, you can try, but this shit get pricey. Nigga, you can try, but this shit get pricey. Nigga, you can try, but this shit.
Climbed up out the trenches as a shorty with intentions to switch my whip as much as Rick and Morty switch dimensions. Never really known for dressing gaudy, bitch. Cause listen, where I'm from, the bullets feed the ones that's starving for attention.
I like this song with Ab Soul a lot.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. I never like a song with Ab Soul for the most part. that song with Ab Soul
is real good.
Pie, yeah.
You know how diabolical you gotta be to come in a nigga on a song with his ex label mates?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's a very good strategically
It's a really good song. This.
I like Ready 24. I like every song on this album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What was my favorite?
Joke? I saw that tap in.
That joint where he stole Ish Flow, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah. Nigga rapping. Definitely
stole Ish Flow on that joint.
He's rapping his ass off on Sticks and Stones, bro.
That way, that's the diss, right?
No. The diss is 7 minute drill.
Oh, yeah.
But on this song,
that's heard this song.
Angelic being and freeing him.
Rain.
Prayer hands for the land where they spraying pellets and turning your mans to an angelic being and freeing him from this crammed hellish hole. The weather's cold from jealous souls that fan fellas. I dance as well as Chris Breezy when the bullets start straying careless. I won't let them switch tease me, got plans that I can't fail at. Seen plenty bodies trembling, resembling Cam Reddish, so full of potential but never given a real chance to develop. My hand envelops the pen. These ain't fan letters I crabbed. His
It's really how be rapping.
The person in this, you?
Yeah.
Oh, you rap.
He said you?
You know, when we be like fucking around freestyle, he be rapping like that.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yo,
well, you talking about the nigga that's sitting right here?
That's funny. No, at the end of Sticks and Stones, he used this same flow like.
Hop on some beats, it's guaranteed to feed the fandom. Weakless wanna walk inside my sneakers, watching from the bleachers.
Really
only time they see the roles reverse is if they lease a phantom. Bad investment, but what else you had expected? Moms was broke my whole adolescence, never had.
But like, no, this whole Mike
Lee. This
whole Mike Lee later shit. Banger. I like this whole project.
It's good.
I will
Y'all
say
niggas
this.
Listen to albums fast as hell, bro.
I listen to this album like 7 times already.
Yeah, I ain't get it around to it yet.
I will say this. We gotta talk about this.
I like Hide Your Bitch.
Hide Your Bitch?
Yeah.
Central C. That was the song.
Central is good, man.
But you see, the thing is, like, I never took him seriously until this song. I was like, you know what? Now I have to listen to your like discography.
No, so got some, I don't like Absol, but I know he like musically he got some.
No, he said Central C.
Oh, Central C, fire.
No, you never heard the joint with Central C and Dave?
Yeah, that shit tough.
The Sprinter joint, right?
That Sprinter?
The whole joint? You talking about the whole joint?
That whole project is fire.
Nah, Sprinter. Nah, the whole project is hard. The Sprinter, yeah.
No, I just never took the time to go listen to it.
Nigga, like, I randomly one day, I was like, let me just hear it. Niggas keep saying it's one of the best projects came out. I was like, let me hear it. I said,
You know what? I'm not saying that.
No, the nigga Dave tough as shit.
No, I heard people saying that. That's why I said that.
I personally can't really take UK rappers that serious because...
UK bloke.
Yeah, they just be saying a lot of nothing.
What if one of them smack your shit?
You know, 2 + 2 equals fish.
I don't give a fuck
because
I got fuck where you from.
But, like I said,
in the UK,
we gotta get into it.
I got mans on the fucking fish.
We gotta get into it.
Gonna pass.
Right, see you fucking bloke. Yeah. Bloke like pussy. They got knives.
They
Yo.
Got guns. They can't have guns.
No, you go over there.
Oh yeah.
They run up on you. They just like, I'm gonna tap you up, man.
I don't want to get stabbed. I'd rather get shot than stabbed.
No, I feel that.
It's faster.
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah,
let's get into
stabbed.
We got
stabbed multiple times.
Let's get into the song. We gotta get into the song where he killed that one nigga.
Turn it up.
Like it's PWC, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention? It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows.
I will say this. I like this. But the second part is way better.
I'm about to say
the second part is hotter.
That beat change.
Yeah. The conductor.
Like, I feel like this whole beginning part, I was like, this nigga playing around. That second part, he was playing around. Once you hear that.
Conductor.
Oh my god.
This beat is hard.
This is what he said. This should have been the first
part. Hold up! I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. Uh-huh. It's over for that cap, the official cap. Pillars 2-6, we don't act niggas. We get at niggas, shoot a nigga, lights out. Yeah, my dog, stat filler, stat stuffers. Triple-double, get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag.
whole world. Your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly.
Look, I'm gonna say this.
Go ahead, say it. Say it.
J. Cole, I'm gonna take these words from my nigga Ish. This is a too nice of a diss. I will say that. But
yes, what
it is say, a warning shot.
What we say what kind of diss it was? A boo boo as this.
Nan and a boo boo.
This joint right here.
Nan and a boo boo.
I will say this. Kendrick had a better delivery on the diss. Cole said some shit, but I feel like Cole like, no, I love you, my brother, so I'm not trying to really diss you.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's Cole, so, and that's ass.
But on the second part, the diss to Cole was super light on Kendrick's part. But
no, it was heavy.
No,
because he said all it that was clicking, heavier all that for clicking, way heavier all that, for Drake. All that clicking up, like imagine like thinking nigga, trying to do some rap camaraderie, he said and then the nigga be like, yo, fuck all that shit.
He said to Drake, for all the dogs getting buried, this is K with all these nines get a.
Drake see you in the past every trade.
Nigga bum.
Nigga, and he kept saying, damn. Nigga a bum. Nigga a bum.
Now, like J. Cole, J. Cole flow is insane on everything you do, but sometimes the words don't be put together. You need to.
They don't be connecting.
No, they connect. I feel he like he just don't be saying nothing that crazy to be like really going.
I feel like
he
needed to be more flustered. I feel like if Kendrick does respond to this,
quick,
we back.
Yes.
That was nuts. Oh my god, that. All right, guys, computer died, but Harley said a bunch of great stuff and some amazing takes. we talked about, you know, Drake and Meg just in this diss. Well, hopefully you find out more about it sometime, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
That really made me.
That whole thing. That whole thing was just
high on right now.
He gave a whole take. Like,
I fucking hate you so much. Oh, you know how much I fucking hate you so much. I'll never watch you again. Back over here, Baxter. Get the dog, please. Get him now.
Yeah, he about to fight. He about to fight everybody.
Someone get this motherfucker right now.
Yo, y'all seen that? Y'all seen that video on Twitter with the black bull?
You in trouble?
Y'all seen that video of the black bull knocking every white boy the fuck out at the pool? That's Brandon right now.
Fucking them niggas up,
bro. He beat all
the. He beat all the white boys up. White boy with the vape said, "I know niggas about to get knocked the fuck out right now. I'm gonna vape my shit on the other side of the pool because this nigga about to swing on everybody." Like you ain't see this video?
I don't think I seen
it. Oh no! You gonna see it today?
He whipped everybody ass.
Everybody. There was this one white boy in the blue trunks. This nigga got knocked the fuck out 3 times.
Damn, he kept getting up.
Yes.
To another album now because I'm so irked.
All these.
Hold on, let me watch this fight
man.
Real quick.
What's it called? They did drop the what's it called too, the Concrete Boys John. I will say this,
ass,
not good at all.
I didn't even listen to it. Ass.
Yeah, it was very mid.
This might be the.
It's only a few good songs I like on it.
You could take me shopping, but you still can't get no sex.
The fuck?
Nina liked my chains, but told me I need a wash next. I got heart and put
she said, I don't wash next.
Why is this bitch mad at me? Go. Because I'm going up. Don't call me a and feed my family. Yeah. I'm tired of you hoes, that's why I'm always popping at it. Where your daddy at, bitch? Where your daddy?
Where
bitch said she got smoke with me, I respond with the addy. I pull up in black truck, you can see her, I go catch. Happily alone because these bitches go out sadly. Somebody talk
to me. Yeah, good job, bro.
I produced it. No, you didn't. You're a liar. Once again.
why he ain't produced it?
He produced it.
Yeah.
I'm also Mormon.
They could have stole it.
He said, I'm also Mormon.
That's the actual truth.
I'm also Mormon. Don't forget.
That
Muslim Mormon.
You know what? Did we call my sister?
Concrete Boys album is mid.
Okay, I will.
That Bryson Tiller album.
I was listening to it today.
That song with Victoria Monet.
You was playing that song is good. That
song with Victoria Monet, fire.
Yeah.
But this song.
Yeah, this shit right here.
This
ain't this child.
Before I made my mind, it is always. Trials and tribulations.
too?
Child,
I guess I
have kitchen in Paris, I guess we could do it in French. Eating low main, it's child for now, child. She got me wildin' now. Rory Italia, child for now, child, child.
Sit.
Yeah, she making that ass shake, breaking that bait till her back break. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
That is how you supposed to
chow.
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 You push the
chow. Chow. Chow down. Chow.
That's an honest mistake.
That's on fire and this joint on fire. The Oslo is gonna fuck up my favorite beat. I had low expectations for this song. You already know what he said.
Bro. Hey. Come the way you ask
me. This is your rich boy.
Busy through the week, you need some off time.
I thought this was cool.
Panic on your wrist, now we got all the time.
It is,
we
need making up the lost time.
I don't like the hi-hat to that, John. The hi-hats and the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't like how, like...
Something don't sound right on that.
But it's not bad. I will say he made...
The song not bad, though.
It's okay.
This album, from what I heard of it, isn't bad.
Not that bad.
When I was about to listen to it, Sean said, don't say that bullshit. And that was the first time she heard it.
He had to weed it out.
Yeah. You gotta get a little breathing.
Tori Kelly put some shit out too.
Yeah. Like everybody had dropped. I was like, we gotta wait for Bryson.
That woman can sing.
Tori Kelly can sing her ass off.
Her ass off.
Her ass fucking off.
That's, I didn't know she dropped.
That's a real singer right there.
So is her ass off or is her ass?
So her ass is
off. No, I just wish I had built my charger the right way. But this is a day that I needed the other charger because that was a picture. Is her ass off or is
well,
her
you
ass
fucked
off?
Up now, didn't you, buddy?
You know, this whole day has been a shit show. But it's okay. Pod's still gonna come out. And we did get Sean talking about super Harley says super crackety.
We still got that.
Super crackety.
That was still
wild. You know how
that really was,
you know
what
it
was
real
though.
Bad? If him saying super crack me and the computer died there, I probably would have threw the dog out the window.
Yeah.
Damn.
I would have treated the dog like
it
for color
been
girls.
An NDU.
Yeah, Bex.
Stay your ass out of trouble.
You're a terrible dog right now. Alright guys, but niggas gotta get the fuck out of here. So I'm gonna end the pod right
say,
now.
I'm gonna say niggas. I'm about to say damn, I gotta go too. That's
I'm about
crazy.
To end the pod right now. So that camera just died, didn't it?
No.
Okay, had something came up. But just so you know, my name is Stunt. Follow me at IMSTUN2. STUNT. This nigga actually. So one second, time out. This nigga spelled my name in his phone. $ Tunt.
That's right.
Like $ TUNT.
It's not gonna be Brandon. So.
$ Tunt.
$
I was like, why'd you put a dollar sign? He's like, I just felt like it should be a dollar sign.
I
respect that though.
That's good.
I respect that.
That's actually.
Is it?
That's
I
a compliment.
It.
Dollar signs. Is $ Tunt.
Yeah. Why are you mad at $
Tunt?
You're real unappreciative ass nigga right now.
You don't
like
I'm
it. Feeling unappreciated right now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Now, yes,
follow
now
me
it's fuck you.
I'm Stunt. STUNT.
I'm $Tunt on it.
Follow us at yep_pod. Sean, where can they find you?
Sean the Don.
Look at you.
Two E's.
He came back knowing her at name.
No plug.
No plug to
he
that.
He beat all their asses at once.
What?
He white boy at the
pool. He's talking about the black boy at the pool.
All the ass that was, I was like, you are a freakazoid.
Wow.
Okay, Harley, we're going to find you, my brother.
They can find me at whatever at HarleyNoDavidson_. Also, find me on Wednesdays at Watusi Bar. Open mic comedy.
I'll be there
good
this
vibes.
Week.
We got 50 Cent
well,
wings.
It was canceled last week. So.
It was canceled last week. Yeah, I had food poisoning. My fault, y'all.
Damn.
Yeah, oh, I forgot to talk about that. But yeah, whatever. You know, we back this Wednesday, 9:00, 50 Cent Wings, $5 Citywides. This is good vibes.
Wait, are you
open
done
mic
with Wawa now?
Comedy. Oh, yeah, no more Wawa. So Wawa's also off the list.
Wawa?
Nigga, you be hungry and shit at night.
That's why you went to
that's why I had food poisoning.
Royal Crown.
Yeah, that's why I went to Royal Farms.
I was wondering, like, wait a second.
Yeah,
hey, I ain't gonna lie, Royal Farms.
That shit is. Anyhow,
don't be
I was hungry, so
I'm bringing a woman with me too. So let's let it be real funny this week.
Also, remember, April 20th, show
funny,
Casa Duran. Stunt.
Not trying to get
Leaf, where can they find you?
Chief_Leaf _ Chief Eats _, and Twitter Chief Leaf 2_.
And Learn, where can they find you?
At $Tunt on Instagram, Twitter, and
What's the name of your podcast again?
$Tunt.
$Tunt.
All right, guys. Always remember, you can do whatever you want.
Yo, $Tunt.
$Tunt.
Now you see why I said it's nuts. And he just randomly.
But when you call it,
$Tunt.
I have not see it because he just randomly was like, "You know what's crazy? I just say your name in my phone, $Tunt. I don't know why."
$Tunt.
$Tunt. I said, "No,
I'm not gonna never laugh at that no more."
$Tunt.
I would never not laugh at that.
Like, yo,
$Tunt.
Yo.
$Tunt, you going to the gym?
Yo, Wednesday, yo, when you come to Watusi, that's exactly how I'm bringing you out. Yo, next comedian to the stage. Give it up for my man, $Tunt.
I'll be like this. I know this nigga.
Oh, fuck yeah.
$Tunt.
Look, guys, always remember you can do whatever you want. Always remember you're beautiful and amazing. And Sean, tell them what they can remember.
Eat some ass, suck some dick.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
And Sean is not whatever you call her. He motherfucking bitch. Let's go.
Wait, what?
Wow.
What?
What happened?
Sean understand what I said. I did what I said.
He ended that so aggressively.
Ooh, okay. Oh.